a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Salt Lake Show on the KSL Sports Network. You can't see it, but Josh is flexing. Dude, when's the last time you actually pumped iron, though?
This morning.
Oh, dang, dude. Yeah.
And last night.
Wow. Oh, doubles. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Trying to get healthy?
And squats.
Mm.
You know, it's not that I never don't go to the gym. I just like food that's horrible for you, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I work out to not become like the biggest version of myself possible, you know?
Yeah.
One day I'll shape up.
Which is hard. It's hard to avoid becoming the biggest version of yourself possible when your metabolism is like gone. Like,
yeah, dude. I just need to learn how to cook. I don't know how to like cook chicken well and stuff like that. So it's,
oh,
so I struggle with
YouTube, bro. YouTube.
Yeah, it's also me following directions. That's the other hard part.
Yeah. You're so used to just saying what you want and then they give it to you through a window.
Exactly. Or like it arrives at your doorstep, you know?
Oh, it's the worst. Dude, I hate DoorDashing, bro, so much because you spend like $24 and the food's always cold.
Yeah.
I've never gotten hot food.
I'm very anti DoorDash for a lot of things, but we use it for work a lot, like when my company buys lunch. So that's pretty much the only time I use it.
That's nice, dude.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of DoorDash, we're going to dash on to the next Door news. That was stupid. The latest Real Salt Lake news, Mr. Justin Glad, the sixth homegrown player Well, he's actually the first to become a captain as a homegrown player, if you didn't know that. That's a fun fact. Today was announced at, I think, 10 a.m. Was it 10 a.m.?
Yep.
Yeah, 10 a.m. The RSL club sent out a formal letter announcing that his extension contract, or his contract extension, is good through the year of 2027, dude. So 4 more years of Jay Glad, I guess, when it comes down to it. Yeah. So that includes the 2027 season, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I believe it does. Yeah. It was like the 2 years he has left plus two.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
That's how I understood it anyway.
Four, five,
I'm probably six, wrong, but
seven. So before we get into that and we unleash our thoughts on that, which, you know, there's so many opinions and so many things to be said about feelings on Justin Glad. You know, sometimes he gets in his head. Sometimes we feel like there's ball watching. When I say we, I think I'm talking about the fan base. But he did redeem himself in the last match, which we'll cover here in just a few moments. But let's hear what Justin Glad had to say in his quote-unquote release. He wrote, "While it's hard to believe I've been in Utah for 10 years, there is still so much more to accomplish. It's been a dream come true to rise through the ranks of RSL from the academy to where I am now. It's been an absolute pleasure learning from all the RSL legends and making lifelong friends here with this club. But we are here to win trophies, and that's the ultimate goal. We've had some deep runs the last few years, and I'm expecting another deep MLS run this year. I believe in this club. I believe in this group. Our locker room culture under Pablo and his staff is outstanding. And we are firmly focused on hosting playoff games at home before our amazing fans, not just this year, but for many years to come. End quote. Thoughts on the quote, Josh?
Yeah, it's a very PR answer, you know? It's on par. It's what you expect.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing there that really, like, jumps out to me that makes me think it's an original thought, if that makes sense. But it's fine. It's fine. It's what you expect. I feel like there's probably, like, 10 templates that, you know, people use, and they just fill in a couple different words so it sounds a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what you would expect, right? Every player is here to win trophies. Every player loves where they're at. Yada, yada, yada. It's fine.
Locker room's amazing.
Yeah, that, okay, so that part stands out a little bit just from, like, the rumors we've heard lately. You wonder if that's him saying it or if he's been asked to say that, right? But
yeah. Are you at liberty to disclose or share any of the quote-unquote rumors? Or do you feel like
we talked about him on the last episode that, you know, the rumor has it that the players are unsettled under Pablo, yada, 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 hence the bad form. I don't know how valid they are. I've heard from different people within the organization that they're either A, on point, or B, bullshit. So who knows?
Got it. To answer your question, by the way, it is a guaranteed contract through 2026 with a club option for 2027. So,
man, can you believe he's been here as long as he's been here?
Yeah, man. I remember when he had that, like the part, like the hard shave all the way to the part, and he had his longer hair, and he was just really skinny, and, you know, it feels like he's, I don't know, maybe just because time has been flying by for so long, feels like he's always just been kind of developing. But if you had to put a year on it, because he's been here for 10 years, that's a decade, dude, that's crazy. If you had to put a year on when he kind of achieved that, I would say veteran status, where would you put it?
I feel like the year he finally came into his own and kind of put his own stamp on everything, right? I'd probably say last year was his best year. It's when he started scoring goals, got the captain's armband this year. But yeah, I think last year into this year are kind of his peaks, right? This is where we're seeing prime Justin Glad. I know you can still get better, like, as a veteran, but yeah, I think the last 2 years are probably a good indicator of what we're going to get from here on out, which isn't bad. Like, if you take out the last couple weeks of struggle, it's not just Justin, it's everyone, right? So I think having a homegrown center back kind of be with you his whole career isn't necessarily a bad thing, as long as he doesn't, you know, completely fall off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, isn't it? Because you're saying from this season to prior season, I would even maybe go back to when he tucked that penalty away to advance Real Salt Lake past the Sounders.
I think that's a good spot too.
It's probably where he really cemented it, right?
Yeah, that's a big moment.
Stepped up and booted it, and was a really good result on the road, especially against Sounders. But it's weird because I feel like, although there's been some really good moments, there's also been, at least in the last stretch of matches, it's been some questionable from Justin Glad as far as positioning, marking, or lack thereof that are leading to simple goals. And, you know, I guess we can start and kind of roll into that. Vancouver Whitecaps. The first goal was from a corner to Brian White, who rised up and got a header. And when I was looking at the replay, because in the moment you do see Justin Glad kind of fling his arms up, and he looks like he's standing there for a moment. And naturally, because that's he's been that focal point or that center point, it's bad, though. Like, it's, you know, opposing team gets a goal, and immediately you're kind of like, all right, where's Justin on this one, right?
Right.
Yep. I don't want to have to do that, but he sticks out so much in the real-time play and then in the replay. But then you notice that there was another player who ran in front of Justin, and that would have been lawful sin's place to jump up and at least try to head that ball away. So that goal didn't necessarily sit on Glad, but I don't know, man. I feel like we're in this weird funk where we're having to look now at our defense as well and just kind of determine what are we doing there, because the conversation's just been, we didn't know if Glad was going to be with us or not. And today we got our answer, obviously.
Right.
But when you look at the back line and the other players that we have, it is tough to have any confidence in the back line of Real Salt Lake, especially with like I said, the last few match results.
Yeah, I think the next offseason, the focus really needs to be the back line, right? I think we need, if we can, right? I don't know how realistic it is, but a DP center back would be incredible, right? So we have DPs up and down the whole spine.
Mm-hmm.
To go along with Vera and Justin, and maybe even another, a Tam or a Gamber, a more expensive guy. And then I think we really need to invest in some outside backs, right? This is no knock against Brody. It's slightly knock against Oviedo, but only because I feel like he's lost a step, but he's still a solid player. And as good as Anelli's been, you can't rely on your first year rookie to be your best outside back. Like that's ridiculous, right? So I really do think the back line needs the revamp next. We've revamped our midfield. They're gelling now. We're seeing it. We've revamped our attack. Now we need to do the back line badly. So badly. But this signals that Justin Glad will be a part of that, and I'm honestly okay with it.
Yep. Which leads me to my next question is, on a report card, A to F, right? Where would you rate this on, you know, Real Salt Lake, staff, front office, whatever, in retaining Justin Glad? Like, what kind of move, or I guess what kind of rating would you give this or grade on retaining Justin Glad, who's been with the club for at least a decade?
Because I don't know the money detail, right? We'll go B.
Okay.
I'm glad, not to be putting it, but it's nice that it was done before maybe a contract was expired or things like that. So, you know, it's really nice that they went ahead and got this done before we had not a Herrera situation, but like Albert or, you know, someone out of contract and trying to re-sign him and all that nastiness. So, yeah, I'll give him a B just for the simple fact that they just went and got it done.
Yeah. I think it's a good sign, like you said, Justin willing to extend, no locker room drama, at least from that front, right? Like, it's not being handled in a moose way, which, by the way, we've heard or we saw good things from the whole moose situation. But I would say this, Justin Glad, 10 years in the league, Real Salt Lake, probably the only team that has really supported him in his upbringing. I don't know, man. Were there any whispers in the past about any MLS clubs that were interested in maybe snagging Glad in some way? Can you think of a time where a club like Sounders or Dynamo or even like an East Coast team was remotely interested in Glad?
No, nothing more than whispers, right? I don't think there was ever really any solid, like, oh my goodness, we could lose Justin Glad next window. I think he's always been a Salt Lake guy, and I think he's going to stay a Salt Lake guy. Which, yeah. You know, we all love it. I think, you know, there's some negative connotation right now. People aren't very happy with it. But I think that's because of the time, right? The club's not doing well. So I think that's kind of riding on that. Let's be real. If we didn't re-sign Justin Glad, y'all will be very pissed. Admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you let our homegrown go? How can you let Justin go? He's been here so long. You'd be pissed.
Yeah, unless there was like a huge just overhaul, you know?
Yeah, and we let everyone go, you know?
Yeah. Which is not... That's not... unless you're Deloy Hansen and the Andy dude, the other... What was his name?
Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
I could still see a fairly sizable overhaul this offseason.
A little good mix-up. A little good switch-up.
I could see some shake-ups.
Yeah, but what a beautiful position to be in, man, as a player, as a futbolero, like Justin Glad. You know, 10 years, that's a long time, dude. Salt Lake City, bro, you're settled here. All your friends are here, you know.
Think of all the stuff he's seen with the club. I mean, he's seen the highest of highs in some cases to the lowest of absolute lows for this club. So,
yeah.
It's a good veteran to have in the locker room, even if he's not starting in the future. He knows what's up.
Is it fair to call someone that's been in the league 10 years a veteran?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
How many years do you think it has to be until you're a quote unquote veteran? Right? You're a rookie, yeah. Then you're a sophomore, then what? Junior, senior? Senior year, you a veteran? 4 years? Or is it five where you have to graduate?
I'd put it at like six, but I would also like to... I guess you can't really tie like silverware into that.
No, like it's just about time served, right? Like,
yeah, time served.
He's basically got a doctorate in RSL at this point.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of, you know, I think I'll have to agree with you. When more further details come out on the, you know, contract and the extension. You know, the only thing that we really have to look forward to in 2027 is, let's say Real Salt Lake doesn't pick up his option to extend. How is that, you know, what would that goodbye look like? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be like bad blood and he's goes to a different club that picks him up and we kind of
goes to the Rapids, you know,
pretend like he never existed. So hopefully we've learned our lessons there. But yeah, I'm happy with that, man. Yeah, we got to retain something. We can't. It's hard, man. It's you want to naturally. You just want to kind of scrap everything. But I think your best card right now in your defense, it's Glad. Unless you don't agree with that.
Right. Even with him struggling, he needs to be there.
Yeah.
And luckily, he snagged a goal, and I'm hoping that kind of picks up his confidence a bit, because he's been very open about, you know, his confidence being shot, et cetera. So, I mean, at least he's open and knows, right? It's not one of these, he's just out there and no one knows what's going on. So, yeah, good on you, Glad. I'm glad you're sticking around.
Yeah, so a really cool stat that popped up here is I'll just read this. This is just straight from Real Salt Lake's website. So this season, Glad has scored a career high 5 goals, matching Austin FC defender John Gallagher for the most goals scored by a defender across the entire league, while also leading all center backs. Most recently, Glad scored the game winning goal in a 2-1 win over Vancouver Whitecaps. So pretty cool accolade, dude. Career high 5 goals. For the most goals scored by a defender across the entire league.
Yeah, and he did say at the beginning of the year he was going for, 5 goals? So I think he hit that mark.
I want to say the number was 6.
Oh, he got one more. But, I mean, the fact that he's gotten to 5 is incredible.
It's huge, man. It's huge. And it, you know, that should give us a little bit of confidence. If we can figure out what's going on without Pablo Ruiz and make all the pieces in front work, then... the goal should come from there, but also to have a defender like Justin Glad scoring goals.
Well, let's not forget Brian Vera, right? He scored the other goal in that Vancouver game. So two defenders scoring goals to help your offense. That's an incredible thing.
And that was from distance, bro.
That's twice.
I know. I was going to, I had seen the goal and I'm like, wait, did he score another one? Just like off a set piece. Low takes a bounce past the keeper near post, 47th minute. If you guys want to go back and, you know, check out those highlights, Brian Vera, bro. Let's talk about him for a minute, dude. Should he be leading like the lessons in free kicks? Because it seems to be working.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Sava and Luna could take a lesson from Vera right now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Not to mention the couple he's almost had, right?
Right. Yeah.
I would rather see Vera and Ruiz taking free kicks than anyone else at this point.
Yeah. Dude, no, it's just incredible stuff, man. Yeah, but, you know, against a Vancouver Whitecaps. Two goals from defenders, right? Almost gave away a PK, I believe, and it was like near stoppage time, which
it was didn't fly. At the end of stoppage time. It was like the last play of the game. Like, gotcha. I'm pretty sure the whistle had blown for the game, and then they stopped and looked at it again.
And I think on the clock, like, it was like 9 minutes added, and I think they played to like 103.
Yeah, it was tense moments.
Yeah, so a lot of I don't know. It still feels uncertain. It feels like, yeah, the win is welcomed. We want to win games or at least have a turnaround. But my confidence in this club right now is just, you know, at like 6 out of 10 scale.
Right. Yeah, now. With 4 games remaining, I'm looking at maybe one of them as a win. Not going to lie to you.
So that kind of brings us up over to the next topic. Which, by the way, if you guys went out to the match to watch Vancouver play on the 23rd, good on you. It seemed like the stadium, at least for the beginning, was a little, in Spanish we say vacío, a little empty. Let's move over to Los Angeles FC. If you guys watched the Campeones Cup, which takes the winners of their leagues, and I think it's formatted. Is it 4 clubs, 2 matches?
I don't know. That's one I don't really care about.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, if you watch them play Tigres, who is a phenomenal team, bro, they really took it to Tigres. Like, it was a great game. Dude, Bawanga had a beautiful goal that unfortunately got called back, bro, but he was, like, making defenders dance. And they took it all the way to penalties. That match was decided by penalties, and Tigres won. So if you go and watch the highlights, or if you tuned in for that match and you can see LAFC is next on the schedule, I think we got to be a little worried, man.
Yeah, my confidence is about 0%, especially with them bouncing back from a loss again. It's going to be probably a rough go for us. But hey, maybe this is that one time we get, you know, a result down in LA. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't
doubt it.
No.
Hopes aren't high.
They're not high.
It's going to be a stomping. I have a feeling. and again, like I always say, I really hope I'm wrong, but history doesn't bode well for us. So we'll just chalk it up to minus 3 points here. A record just against LA, period, is not good. But hey, you never know. We could pull it out. You never know.
More news unrelated to Real Salt Lake. We'll come back to RSL here in just a moment, dude. We'll really try to dive into the LAFC preview somewhat. We have did you tune into the Open Cup?
No. Messi wasn't playing, so I didn't care.
Are you happy for Corey Baird to finally
win
silverware?
Absolutely not. Like, that could have been RSL. Like, I'm still salty about it.
Let's talk about that, please. Because you had some thoughts, dude. I remember when you texted me and you said, hey, no Messi for Open Cup. Could have been Real Salt Lake. Could have been at home. And we could have had a chance in winning a title. So yeah. Tell me your thoughts, dude.
No, I mean, obviously it's disappointing for people that spent the money to go to the game to not see Messi play, right? But, you know, that was our quickest way back to Champions League. That was our quickest way back to some real, real international competition. That was a prime opportunity to be in a final, right? We just had to beat Houston, which, to Houston's credit, they've been on a tear. But we really fumbled it, man. We really fumbled it. And then you're letting Corey Baird lift up silverware, which is just annoying. So, I don't know. It's greatly disappointing. I'm I'm kind of glad we didn't have to deal with people spending hundreds of dollars on tickets here in Salt Lake City and, you know, supporters not being able to get in just for Messi not to play, right? That would have been frustrating, but man, what an opportunity to draw Miami and then not have to deal with Messi. Like, that's a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah, that would have been nice, man. We had plenty of thoughts kind of like leading up to that, and our run of form was really, really good. And then there was just
questionable
starts. And I don't know if we just started to prioritize other things on top of that, but we should have doubled down. And it is a crazy thought to think that we could have had a soft Inter Miami, like just Inter Miami with Messi beast, right? Just taking down big clubs, bro. Spanked Mexican clubs, won the League's Cup. Without a doubt with Messi, they're top three in the league teams. Not in the standings, clearly, but they're like, with Messi, bro, come on. They're right, top
They're ridiculous.
Even, you know, and Messi came in like halfway through the season. So, out of his control. But, it would have been, yeah, that's, you think about it, Real Salt Lake could have won that match, especially with how bad Inter Miami was playing. You know, you got Josef Martínez up there, dude, who
is a shell of his former self.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's not the threat that he used to be. I think that he would be a problem for Real Salt Lake, honestly, but it wouldn't be too big of a problem. It's hard to assess because Inter Miami is a talented team, but yeah, without Messi, man, it was just like it was a snooze fest, dude. It was like you were watching The Lion King without Simba. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, ball dropped there. It could have been fun, but I did text you after the Open Cup, and I was like, dude, this is a little comical, like how hard they're celebrating this.
Like James Harden in there, like losing his mind.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, admit it, though. RSL probably would have celebrated it pretty hard, too.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, it's a real competition. Teams enter. You're playing against top talent, but the League's Cup obviously is just way more impressive. Open Cup, to celebrate it that hard, it's like chillax, bro. Just chill a little bit. Relax.
It's not that cool.
Tone it down a little bit.
Have some humility.
You'd really be happy if Real Salt Lake won an Open Cup?
I would be happy, but I not as happy as other cups, right? It's a cup. It's cool. I'd be more happy for Champions League, right? Just to get in. But yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Should we get into Sava?
Go ahead, man. I'm going to just pull up some RSL show tweets here, see if we got some comments after the match. But
I want your thoughts. So Saturday, Savarino is left out of the 18. And you guys all obviously know this, but he's not in the 18, and the team announces that it's for personal reasons. Seems kind of sketchy. Seems weird. After the game, Savarino gets on Twitter and replies to admin and simply asks, what personal reasons?
Yeah.
And then the following day, posts a highlight reel and tags his agency. What do you read into that?
What other message do you send aside that you don't want to be there?
Yeah. And exactly right. He clearly doesn't want to be here anymore for me. But honestly, since he's been back, I've never felt like he's actually wanted to be back. He always seems kind of disconnected from the rest of the guys, especially when Chicho got here. When Chicho got here, his body language on the field was poor. I don't know if it's jealousy because he wasn't the guy anymore. I don't know what's going on there, but it may be time. And it may be forced by Sava for him to move on yet again. I mean, what was it a couple months ago? He was in Italy getting a passport and there were rumors there too. So, yeah, it just doesn't seem like he wants to be here.
He does give off the vibe that it's just he's in it for himself. It's his best interests. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we went as hard as we did on Musovski for not training with the team, well, then maybe we should call out Savarino. In a different perspective, that you know, he just gives off the vibe that he's not a team player,
Or that he's too good to be here.
Too good to be here. Probably thinks he's worth a lot more than what he is. I think he just needs a wake-up call, man, where no one picks him up. Like, I don't think that would ever happen just because there's such a selection out there. But you're on Real Salt Lake because that's the best you can do. If you were the type of player that you think you are, you'd be getting looks from LAFC. You'd be getting looks from like an Inter Miami. You'd be like that. Those would have been in the conversation on your return to Major League Soccer. But truthfully, Real Salt Lake is the only club that looked at you because we've had you before.
Don't get me wrong. I still think we're a better team with Sav on the field. I do think he has a valuable, he is valuable for us. I just think either he needs to figure out or we need to figure out how to make him feel more important, I guess. And I guess that's not our job, but we got to figure out a way for him to want to be on the team, I guess. I don't know. And we could be way off base here.
It feels like he gets demotivated like fast.
Yeah, easily, right?
Easily.
And I think him not being on the field this weekend was like a benching. Mm-hmm. So you're getting benched, dude, and you're like a DP. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on there? That shouldn't happen.
I just feel like he loses that motivation. I mean, I'm sure as an overall athlete and someone in the league who wants to play football and score goals and win titles, the motivation is there. But the minute that the stardom is maybe taken from you, or you're not getting the ball enough, or you're not converting goals, you get in your own head. And I feel like that's something that he struggles with. Like, if you just had to assess it by his body language.
Yeah. His body language is poor a lot of games, especially if, you know, he gets a bad ball or, you know, he gets tackled kind of hard. Like, he doesn't respond well, it seems.
Yeah. So I'm a little over it, dude. Like, pack your bags, go. Bye.
I mean, that's the same we're feeling with Moose, right? Like, at this point, if you don't want to be here, I don't care.
But Musovski, you know, redeemed himself a little bit, because it seems like the conversation that Pablo had with him resonated, and Musovski just decided to kind of handle it, return to training, and he's back in the system.
You know, I hope it was that, and it wasn't us caving and giving him a big fancy new deal that was worth way too much money, right? Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like rewarding a player that's been holding out for 4 weeks with a start, I don't love that either.
Yeah. Well, we've seen the opposite. We've seen the opposite, and it derailed a whole career to
absolutely
now coaching GKs. So yeah.
It's unfortunate with every player this has happened to, and in any way you can spin it, it sucks.
Yeah. So we tweeted a comeback complete. RSL scores twice in the second half to come back and get 3 points at home. Bar says no PK at the end. Final score 2-1. Let us know your thoughts on the game. So I'm just going to read a couple of these tweets here. Graydon Larson wrote, Zach McMath is my hero. I agree, dude. Zach McMath had a nice game.
He had a good game. Good I'm game. Still ready for a new goalkeeper, but he had a good game.
Why are you ready? Are you just because of like the little mistakes he makes here and there?
Too frequently? Let's be real. He saved himself with one of those errors, right?
Like, yeah. Okay. Dude, anyway. That was okay.
No, it's I think for the style RSL wants to play, we need someone that's good with his feet. Right. We need the Raimondo type skill set at his feet, Ochoa. And Zach doesn't have that. And that's okay. But for what we want to do, we need that. He's an excellent shot stopper. No one's questioning him there, but we just need a different type of goalkeeper. And honestly, I'm legitimately worried about his brain. Like, the amount of hits to the head he's had this year, insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. Speaking of, we already mentioned it. Justin got his header goal, and it looks like his nose went into the skull of the defender, had a bloody nose. But hey, man, way to redeem yourself and get that fifth goal and put yourself.
And honestly, that probably
on the line.
Hopefully fixes his confidence.
Yeah. I don't see why not. Ben Green said, solid comeback, but it wasn't that convincing of a win for me. Between the goal line clearance, questionable PK at the end, and a lucky goal from Vera, RSL could have easily lost. Hopefully this win is enough to jumpstart the team, and the Sava drama doesn't overshadow it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to say, yep. No, it's true.
Emphasis on hopefully, because
we were lucky we didn't lose that game. Let's be real. So,
yeah. Just overall not impressed, man. I'm not. What it would take to shift me, and I think shift a lot of people, is get a road win versus a LAFC.
Dominant road win. Not a 2-1 on a penalty kick, right? I need open like a run of play goals, convincing defense, right? I don't need to see Bwanga get a tap in. They got to be scoring worldies.
What do you think? Just we'll conclude with this. We'll have a full team too once we get back after the LAFC match. But let's do quick predictions, because I know you like these. I already have mine. You want me to go first or you?
I'll go 4-1 LAFC.
That's where I'm at. 4-1.
Yeah. Glad we're on the same page. But again, as always, hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, we hope we're wrong. That'll conclude it for the RSL show. We'll be back with more energy once we have something to celebrate and think is cool. Remember, you guys can catch all our older episodes on the podcast app. Go check us out on YouTube. Say what's up to us on Twitter on match day. We're always active there. We're always tweeting the latest highlights. And give us some love on IG. We're there as well, too. We'll be back with Alex Napolis and Junior Producer this coming week. Take care of yourselves. Tune into the match. And as always, hit us up during the matches with your thoughts, comments, concerns, and we'll always read them on the next episode of the RSL Show.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.